Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Are you ready for what's about to happen next? Are you ready? Are you excited? I can't feel you, Boche. What about Madina Estates? What about Ogbojo? Hey, I didn't hear the best dancer. I'll take my chocolate too. But I believe we are very blessed to be here. Yesterday, we were very, 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 very blessed. And you know, when I went, after the sermon, at a point, I couldn't sleep. So I asked myself that, what did I learn from yesterday's preaching? And one thing that dropped on my heart was the word Bada. How many of you remember Bada? Bada. Okay, if you remember, plus 10 points. Zani, are we putting down the points together? Yes. But we have Reverend Ike here in our midst. Very, very, very anointed. I tell you, every denomination is looking for him. Every denomination. You know, because the favorite child conference that God has put in his heart, it's something very, very, very good. And even though it's for children, I have some of the adults and the parents here. And when I see them, I tell them that, no, it's for children 18 years and above. Because I believe that they also want to hear something from God that will bless their children. So, with much shouting and with joy and standing, let us invite Reverend Ike to the pulpit to bless us.
Hallelujah. Macarius, hallelujah. Macarius, your response is very low, especially these HQ people. Oh, minus 5,000. Amen. Why do we have a lot of people who are around? Look, I'm preaching for 7 minutes and then we will leave. Where are they going? They went to hell. It's a book, it's a title of a book. Where did they go? They went to hell. But I'm so much blessed. I'm very privileged to be here in the Macarius Church, and I thank God for the favorite child conference here in the Macarius Church. Amen. And I believe that next year will be better and it will be bigger. Amen. I also want you to put your hands together for our prophet, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Our father, our prophet. Bishop Doug is like an archipelago. Do you know what's an archipelago? Hey, which schools do you attend? An archipelago is like pockets of islands surrounding a water body. Okay? So Bishop Doug serves as a water body for all the various denominations that are scattered around, and we all drink from him. Bishop Doug, we are very privileged to be your children, to be your sons and daughters. And if you are here, you don't know him. You are here, you don't listen to him. You are here, you don't admire him. Then there is something wrong with you. Yeah. There are people who get headache when we start talking about him, they don't like him and they don't want us to talk about him. And they say we worship him. We don't worship Bishop Doug. All the song we sang today, there is no Doug Hayward Mills in it. We don't worship him. But we've been taught in the church to have proper respect for the elderly. We've been taught to have proper respect for the anointing. And that's what we do. We don't worship him. He knows we don't worship him, and we know we don't worship him. Hallelujah. Yeah. So put your hands together for my father and your father. Prophet, God bless you so much. It's because of him we are where we are. Hallelujah. Yes, and we have been blessed here in the Macarius also to have our father, Bishop Eddie Addy, to be with us. Bishop Eddie, God bless you. He's a true son of the prophet. Amen. And you are blessed here in the Macarius to have him. Bishop, God bless you. Like I told you yesterday, he sent me a text and said that, why are you not coming to Macarius? It never occurred to me that I can come to Macarius. But I can't believe, I can't believe. Do you believe? I can't believe that a stage where great men stand, EK can also come and stand here. But with all humility, Bishop Eddie, God bless you so much. And I'm so grateful. Archbishop is also part of our bishops here. Yesterday, I told that the archbishops, they are two. The whole UD, they are two. One is here. You are blessed. Yes. And the last time I checked, we have over 40 denominations. Loyalty House, Greater Love, QFC, Anakazo Assemblies, Makane, Mega Church, Addis Church International, everything by prayer church. A lot. If I start to mention them, we can't finish now. But we are blessed to be in the Macarius Church. Clap for your church. The Macarius Church. The word Macarius means you are blessed. Macarius means what? Blessed. And sometimes the name that you carry determines how your life will turn out to be. When we were in school, we had a guy whose nickname was Ekomba. Do you know Ekomba? Sir, kwa de bia Ekomde no. Well, that's his name, Ekomba. But you are blessed, and so your life will also be blessed in Jesus' name. And to all the teachers who have put this thing together, Pastor Nana, God bless you so much. God bless you. Oh, clap for Pastor Nana. All the other teachers and the pastors from the different councils coming. We are very happy and we are blessed you are here. And for your pastors and your bishops who made way for you to be here, we say we salute all of them. Amen. And today also in our midst is one of my senior pastors, Lady Reverenda. Please come and say hello. She's from the Anakazo Assemblies. She heard we are doing the conference and she carried 34 children to be here. Anakazo people, come and say hello to Macarius. Anakazo, all of you come. Hey, meneno nye banana shirt nye wo. Hey, yeah, this is how it is when you have brothers at other places. They traveled all the way from Kolegono, where it all began, to Macarius to come and join the conference. And to see how beautiful your church is. Lady Reverend, please bring us greetings from Kolegono, KG.
Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Kolegono, King of Glory Town, where it all began. Hallelujah. And we are happy to be here. It's a beautiful church. When I say beautiful, I'm not talking about just the church building. I'm talking about the church. As the choir sang, they said, we are the church. We are the church. We are God's people. And we are happy to be coming all the way from Kolegono. Kolegono is our first church, right? All of us. That's our hometown. So I see you coming to your hometown one day. So we are so blessed to be here. We heard that the Favorite Child Conference was here, and we decided that today after church, we would also hop on a bus. And actually, I was coming alone, Reverend EK. I was coming alone. Then I said in the church, in the service today, that I am going to Macarius. Who wants to come with me? Then I heard, I'm going to ask my mother. And here we are with 32 children and two teachers. God bless you, Macarius. God bless you, Reverend EK.
Little Reverend, God bless you so much. It's a blessing. So UD, we are large, all right? It's not just here. You have brothers and sisters everywhere. So when you go somewhere, just identify yourself that you are from UD and you'll be sorted. Please take your seat. For a very short time, in this conference, I have been talking to you about the privilege. Everybody say the privilege. Now, when I see you talking or running around, I'll just call you, give the microphone to you, spark my car, and go to my house. Then you preach. So you see that I'll be preaching for 7 minutes. So be timing me. 7 minutes, you come for the mic if you are a man. Hallelujah. We've been talking about the privilege. And from yesterday, I'm trying to explain to you that a privilege is an opportunity that you are given. Okay? An opportunity that you are... Put our scripture there. Numbers chapter 16 and verse 9. Bible says that seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel. So to be separated alone is a type of privilege you have. To be separated. And yesterday in the second session, I spoke about this. That the word separated is a Hebrew word which means bada. And I explained to you things that God has separated us from. I preached that message because today I know your parents will be here. And when they are here, I can't easily preach it. And when they are also here, I know you don't respond. So God delivered us, or God separated us, address it well. God separated us from filthiness. 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 Filth. Bola. Because a lot of you, when you go to school, when your school WhatsApp page that you are in class 4, that you are on it, the images and the videos that are sent on that, your mother has no idea. Your mother doesn't know. Amen. Yeah, so I spoke about that. The scripture again, please. To bring you near to himself. To bring you what? Near to himself. So in the first session, I spoke about the fact that if God brings you near to himself, it's a privilege. And one way to get close to God is through your daily quiet time. And I spoke extensively that if you are here in this service and you don't have a Bible, you are part of the non-serious Christians Association. And this morning, miracle, one mother who was here bought a Bible, brand new Bible for the son. Where is he? Come. What happened to you? Healing Jesus Crusade. Come and give testimony. What happened to you? Yesterday, what happened to you?
Mommy brought the Bible for me.
Your mother bought the Bible for you. And those of you who came in the morning when I was preaching, I told you that if it is your birthday and you are asking for pizza, let me tell you, pizza is bread and stew with cheese. Bread plus stew plus cheese. And that amount can buy a Bible. So anybody who is listening to me, you don't have a Bible, you are part of the non-serious Christians Association. It's a bad association to be part. And when you join, you'll be their president. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. You need to have a Bible. It is the first step. You don't have Bible. You said they should buy you pizza. So, brah, I believe strongly that this thing, you will read it. You will beat our next Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Read it. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Scripture back. To bring you near to himself. And today in the first service, I preach about to do the service of the tabernacle. You cannot be in church, especially our type of church, and not do anything. One of the surest way to backslide is when you don't do anything in church. And you see, all of you can do something. Hey, your parents make you believe that what they do in the adult church, you cannot do. It's a lie. I'm telling you. If I finish, I'm going back to my church. I won't be here. Your parents make you believe. You see the song we just sang? We are the church. We are his people. They sing the same thing in the adult church. But when you sang here, it worked. True of us. There is no difference between the saved church and then the adult church. There is no difference between a saved pastor and an adult church pastor. The only difference is that maybe Bishop Eddie has been doing marriage counseling, but our place, we don't do marriage counseling. That's the only difference. They preach, we preach. They have a choir, we have a choir. They dance, we dance. They have instruments, we have instruments. They do conference, we do conference. They share envelope. Bring my envelope. Bring the envelopes. Quick. The service doesn't have any formula. Bring the envelopes. You picked my envelope yesterday. Just put it on the stage here. Scatter it on the stage. As I'm preaching, God will answer the prayers. Yes. Just throw it on the stage and go. Yes. Conference, dear. We share envelope. Anything we see the adult people do, we do. We don't know what it means, but we do. Thank you. Don't mind the person. Bring your envelopes, quick. Bring them. Huh. I hope you put money inside. Because the conference is very expensive. Bruh, put it down. Let me see. Something is inside. Thank you. Yeah. Hurry up, so that my preaching time will not be... About how is all of you went to bring the envelope from the back? But your parents are holding it, eh? Hey, assemble. How do we give you school fees to go and pay? Okay. Yeah. To do the service of the tabernacle. And you must learn to do something in church. All of you, you must learn to do something in church. Bruh, the fact that you brought envelope doesn't mean you can misbehave. I'll sort you out right now. My eyes are red. My scripture back. And then in the second service this morning, I preach about the next one. It says that to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And I preach about how you can become a minister. Every one of us here is a minister. I say you are a minister. You are a minister. Carry yourself like a minister. In Ghana, our ministers are called honorables. You must live an honorable life. Sit up. Where are you coming from? Which church? American House. Minus 50 million. Oh, yes. American House is part of which council? That is green. You are wearing green. Green. They've subtracted already. You there be misbehaving. HQ. You believe? You believe or you don't believe? Yeah. Today you are comporting yourself. So, to be a minister, and I explain that as a minister, you must carry yourself honorably. You don't live by heart life. You are stealing. You understand? You steal, you tell lies. Minister, you wake up, you don't have your quiet time. You don't listen to messages. And you see, some of these things, you think that when you grow up, you listen to message. It's not true. Whatever habit you have with you, it will grow with you. That is why there are pastors who don't even listen to messages. Yes. You think when we make you a pastor today, suddenly you listen to message, you become a correct Christian. It's not like that. And here, they ask you are here, small. Your baby or pastor is here. So I want all of you to have the mind that you are a minister. And to be a minister is a privilege. Look at Ghana. How many are we in Ghana? The last time they told us that we were 30 million people in Ghana. Is that not true? But there are only 275 ministers. It's a privilege to be. Everybody wants to be a minister. You the next year, you see how people post their pictures on your wall here as if they have died. You see their faces. Plenty. Everyone is something. Vote for me. I'll let milk flow from your pipe. There, plenty. Oh, when you vote for me, this road. Oh, we will do it right now. We'll polish it with gold. Plenty promises. Because it is a privilege to be a minister. It's a privilege. The ministers, when they are coming, they don't join this traffic. This traffic that we are in, that our car has entered. No. They don't join. Are you still here? So today, and all these messages, by the grace of God, they are on my podcast. Okay, my media team is working on it. I'll be closing very soon. How many of you want us to close? Hey, you don't want us to close? Sir. All right. Now, back to my scripture, please. Look at it. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation. Now, I'm going back to separate. Now, God has separated us from some things which I mentioned yesterday. Now, he has separated us also to do some things. Do you understand? You've been separated from something. Now you've been separated onto something. I'm not sure you're understanding the preposition. From is a preposition. Onto is also what? What's a preposition? Yes, brah, come. What is it? Come this way so that the people who are watching on Facebook, they can hear you. Make sure the answer is correct too. What is a preposition?
Preposition is a relation between two words.
He's almost right. Yeah, it's not. Because I'm an English teacher. Okay. You don't know the answer. Yes, come. You have to come with confidence. You are from HQ. God will give you marks. Preposition. You get it correct now, tomorrow morning.
A preposition is a word that shows direction and the place of something.
I think you are on track. You are on track. Put your hands together for it. Yes, you to come. You to come and give us. Hey, come. You have, please have to come. It tells the school you attend. The school you attend is also. You see, the school you attend, it tells you also how your life will be. Yes.
A preposition is a word that shows the position of an object.
You are also correct. It shows position, it shows direction and order. So from. If I start everybody now, we are not living here now. So he said, he has separated you from the congregation of Israel. Now, after God has separated us from, what is God separating us onto? You would like to know. You cannot just be separated from something. We cannot just empty you of your filthiness. But when you are emptied of your filthiness, what are we filling you with? This is the question I want to answer in the next 7 minutes. What are we filling you with? What is God trying to do? Number one, when God is separating you, God is separating you to bear the ark. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 8. To bear the ark. Media, help me quickly. Usually I like to read it on the big screen. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord. to stand before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day. To bear the ark. Young people, listen. Listen. It is a privilege for God to separate you to carry his ark. To carry his spirit. By this time, we should have young people who are filled with the spirit, who speak in tongues. But most of you don't speak in tongues. To carry the ark. To carry what? The ark. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of God. God is expecting, God is expecting each and every one of us. You see, you must be holy to bear the ark. You must be holy to bear the ark. You must be born again before you can carry that same message to somebody. And you see, many of you, you can't even tell your friends about Christ. Many of you cannot. You cannot preach. When you get to class tomorrow morning, you say, stand up, everybody, and let's pray. Yeah. Your classmates should know that you believe in God. Your classmates, you believe in God. I have to say it in an American version. Otherwise, you think that I have not traveled before. Your classmates must know that you do what? You believe in God. Everybody say God. Say balav. Yeah. Belief is for Ghanaians. Say balav. Yeah. In God. Yeah. Say God. Yeah. You balav in God. You got to balav in God. Oh, Charlie, that is coming. That is coming. Balav in God. Hey, where is the person who plays it? Then you play like the way TDJs have been doing. Oh, why? Hey, Bobby, be mommy. I pay tight. I mean, you there, I pay tight. So you know that sound from T.D. Jackson? You don't watch American preachers. Yeah, to coin. May you bear the ark of the covenant in Jesus' name. May you be young people who carry the spirit in Jesus' name. Yeah. When your mother is sick, she has to call you. Mommy, you are not well. Close your eyes. Father. You see, when you are a child like that, your parents will be proud of you. Mommy, what's the problem? Our rent has expired. The landlady said we should leave. Don't worry. We will pray tonight. Yeah. This is a child who carries the covenant, the ark. That is the Holy Spirit. May you have the Holy Spirit in you. I said, may you have the Holy Spirit in you. Yeah. Most young people do not have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not for pastors only. It is not for the, why are they carrying him? Hey, why are they carrying her? She's what? She's, let her sleep. If she's sleepy, let her sleep. I carry her as if you are the one who born her. I say, may you carry the spirit in Jesus' name. Yeah. I say, may you carry the spirit in Jesus' name. Yeah. Somebody might be wondering why I am teaching you this. The truth is that in the next 15 years, you are the pastors of this church. Yeah. Oh, yeah, but why are we going to get the pastors from? You are the pastors. Yeah. You, what's your name? Joseph. Reverend?
Joseph.
Ah, the Reverend.
Reverend Joseph.
Reverend Jerome,
Reverend Sika,
Reverend Oscar,
Reverend Adam,
Reverend Jesse.
And they are sitting in front. These are the reverends of the Macarius Church. They are here. They are here. So if by now they don't have the Holy Spirit, then you can imagine what will happen to us. Because the children who want to become like Ciro, they have started already. They have started playing the football already. So you that you are going to be the pastor, you will be Episcopal Sister
Selma.
E.S. Selma. You will be E.S.
Victoria.
E.S. Victoria. These are the lady pastors that we are going to be having in the Macarius Church. May you carry the ark in Jesus' name. I said, may you carry the ark in Jesus' name. May you carry the spirit, the spirit. There is something called the Holy Spirit. Young people, crave for it. Crave for it. The Holy Spirit. They have been separated to bear the ark of the covenant, to stand before the Lord. You must be able to stand before the Lord. Yeah. When we are looking for young people to stand before the Lord, we should call you. We should call you. I'm not talking about Noah's ark. I'm talking about the ark of Jesus. Number two, God has separated you to minister unto him. To minister unto him. The same verse. Look at it. He said, at that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister. To do what? To do what?
Minister.
To minister. One of the things, I'm about to close. Hey, why are they arranging the chairs? One of the things the devil doesn't like is when he sees children praying or singing. He doesn't like it. Because, you see, when your parents are praying, they have prayer topics. Either her rent has expired, the boss have not paid her, she has written the name Paul Anointing Oil on her. But you people, when you are praying, you don't think about anything. Come. In the first service, I was asking, come. Do you pay your own fees?
No.
Do you care whether your fees have been paid or not?
No.
Do you care what you eat this evening?
Yes.
You care?
Yes.
You cook your own food?
No.
If we like, when we close, don't go home. Your parents cannot sleep. Yeah, they can't sleep. Like, Bernardo, report to the police station. Small boy, girl, just come for the conference. They can't find you. They will bring your detail. They will bring your school exercise book, everything. Send to the police station. They are looking for you. There's an emergency in the whole country. We can't find one girl. A state of emergency. They'll call everybody, including me, who came to preach and I've gone back to my house. They'll call me whether I've seen you. The devil doesn't like it when he sees young people serving God. So God said in Psalm 8, he said, oh Lord, our Lord. David said, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Verse 2. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. God has ordained strength in your mouth to silence the enemy and the avenger.
Amen. Amen.
You don't understand what the scripture means. Yeah. To silence the enemy. God has chosen you to silence the enemy. That is why you, when you begin to sing, you see, when your parents begin to sing, the song they have chosen, there's a reason behind it. And your parents, everything they do, there's a reason, though. Everything they do, there's a reason. I'm telling you. By you, when we are having prayer time and your parents come here, so you see that your parents, it's not all of them that attend the prayer meeting. Depending on the state, they've paid her, she has money, she won't come for prayer meeting. But you see a child, man, when a child is praying, the devil begins to wonder, why is the child praying? What is the prayer topic? And God is using that thing to silence the enemy and the avenger. So he said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. Let God be proud of you. Out of the mouth of babes. Babes, come. Go to the stage. 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 Follow me. These people are praying. Come. Let's go. Prayer. Come. You two come. They are sleeping, so you have to join us. We are praying. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. We are praying. Eh? Let's go. Follow me. Prayer clinic. We have come for prayer meeting. We have precarious Syria. The devil doesn't like this thing that these children are in church. One of the things that the devil is shaking right now is that as we have gathered here, he doesn't like it at all. Because of out of the mouth of babes and sucklings. Why are they praying? If your mother comes to kneel down here, it's because her container is at the pot and she doesn't have money to clear it. That's why she's here. If you see a man who comes here to pray tomorrow morning, he's looking for a girl. You didn't feel the vibe. And today, boy, you know it in the house. I didn't feel the vibe. Energy. When you feel energy, can you teach young men? You drink water to sleep. But even then, your parents cannot, they can't see you drink water. It's happy. It's happy. They are happy. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, God is making us ministers. I said, God is making us what? Ministers. You are ministers. I said, you are ministers. Yeah. Listen, ministers have a privilege. You understand? There are some things like they are entitled to. That's why everybody wants to be a minister. Yeah. Recently, somebody was criticizing why the MPs, they drive V8. That thing came in the news and they said they are going to buy new V8. We can use, somebody said that, we can use one V8 to build about 7 schools. So as the debate was going on, somebody came to speak. One of the MPs came to speak and I listened to him. He said that, why are Ghanaians agitating? Why are Ghanaians angry that MPs want to drive V8? And that he would like to explain. He said, when one MP dies out of car accident, so the car is not good, the man had an accident, he dies. He said, the amount of money they will use to organize a by-election is more than the cost of the V8. So let's get the man a V8 so that he can be comfortable and feel safe so that he will not die. I said, hey, the people can explain things. This week, we were here when they say a certain minister's money got lost. You didn't feel the vibe. As people were talking, where did she get the money from? Then one DCE came to explain. The DCE said that, this woman, something died recently. So it's possible that the funeral contribution. I said, hey! Funeral contribution that much? All of us, somebody has died before. But we've not seen that funeral contribution before. You don't feel the vibe. Energy, energy, energy. So there are special privileges for ministers. Yeah. We were in this country. There was an accident. They brought aeroplane to come and lift the minister to the hospital. Yeah. The aeroplane landed. They put the man inside. They sent him to the hospital. Yeah. By you. They said they have called the Ishaeso ambulance. They said there's no fuel. The ambulance have gone to offload some cement and come back. It's a privilege. And so as you minister for God, God will show you every privilege that is connected to being a minister. Receive it in Jesus' name. I said, receive it in Jesus' name. I said, receive that privilege in Jesus' name. Ministers, go and sit down. Clap for them. Yeah. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. As you wake up in the house, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. My organist, he has run away. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is.
The name of Jesus.
Our God is champion. He reigns forevermore.
The devil is confused. Oh, as you are singing now, he's confused. As you are saying God is champion, he's confused. The devil is confused. So out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, he has ordained strength. He's confused. He doesn't know why you are saying God is champion. He doesn't know.
He reigns forevermore.
He said, thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger.
Forevermore.
Yeah. Well, these songs, your parents don't sing these songs. Your parents don't sing this song. If you see your father singing this song, he has won lotto. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. To be a minister, you have been separated. Madam, you have been separated. God has separated you as a child, as a young person, to be a minister to him. To minister to him. To minister to him. To be his minister. It's a privilege to be a minister unto the Lord. And because you are a minister, he is going to use you to steal the enemy, to also silence the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. May the Lord use you to silence the enemy. May the Lord use you to silence the enemy. In the name of Jesus. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's a rare opportunity for God to call you and God to use you and God to say, come and be my minister. Clap for Jesus. You guys are blessed. You are totally blessed. I'm telling you. You are totally blessed. Yeah. Next one. What was the first one? You have been separated to do what? To bear the ark. From today, bear the ark. Yeah. One way of bearing the ark is to constantly listen to preaching messages, read Christian books, listen to holy songs. Holy song. It's not every song they mention Jesus in it. That's a good song. And you basa basa bia, then you are listening. What's the second one? God has separated us to do what? To minister. And I told you that a minister is an honorable person. A minister doesn't eat by heart. You are sitting in church, no, you've bought bread. You are eating, you have wiped your mouth. Basa. Minister, behave like a minister. Minister, look at how your room is in disarray. Your room where you are coming from. It's in disarray. Your mother has been shouting, clean your rooms, clean your rooms, clean your rooms, clean your rooms. Everything is everywhere. Ministers don't behave like that. Betty girl. Change. Say, I'm changing. Say, I'm changing. Yeah, change. Change. When you came here, can't you see there's order here? Yes, order. Oh, bruh, let me show you why. You brought your envelope and put it down here. Minister of the Lord. Minister. God will use you. Say amen. I said God will use you. You'll be shocked at what God will do with these lives. Yeah. You see, sometimes when your parents, when they see you, they don't even believe that you can become something. Yeah, but God will shock them. Yeah. One day your mother will be calling you Reverend. Your mother will call you red. Today she can slap you, kick you. Don't worry. I'm saying that in few years to come, she'll call you, Reverend, please. No, when your mother is talking to you, she'll be saying, please. Me Pao Cho. Reverend Pao Cho. Reverend Pao Cho. Bebon Pao Guadis. Yeah, they'll call you. They'll call you to come and pray over something. Your father has bought a new car and they are waiting for Reverend Selom to come and pray, to come and pray over the car before we tear the mouth. Yeah. Your mother will refer to you as LP. LP, what's your name? LP what?
Emanuela.
LP Emanuela. They'll be waiting for you. Oh, LP, please. LP, please. Right now, your mother will not call you LP. Even today that she has seen you even singing here, crap, she will not even mind you. LP. LP what?
Ellen.
LP.
Cara.
LP Cara. Charlie Macarius, you have the names, so nice names, nice names. Some places, if you go, Ajua, Kweku, oh, Charlie, but Macarius, you have the nice names. Niamu, oh, Ache, oh, Charlie. Niado, take when Niado, Achele, Kabae, Somobi, Ebae. Hey! But yet when I come, I say, everybody speaking grammar. Everybody believe in God. Believe in God? Believe in God? When you speak good grammar, they make you the assemblyman in your area to be a minister. I'm very particular. I like that. To be a minister. Yeah. You will minister. Your lives will not be wasted. Hear me. Young people, hear me. Your lives will not be wasted. You will not become social misfits. You will not become useless. You will not become outcast. But you become a minister of the Lord. There will be glory upon your life. You will live your life to expectation. Yeah. I don't think somebody can refer to me as a useless child. I'm not useless. No. Nobody can call me useless. Nobody. Nobody can call me useless. Your life should be proper. Yeah. They will look at your life and they'll clap for your mother. Yeah. You see, because usually when children don't turn out well, they insult their mothers. There's a scripture in Proverbs. It says that a child left to himself brings shame to the mother. Please look for it. If you're able to get it, I'll give you $100. A child, hey, the guy is sharp. Clap for the media people. The rod and reproof. I'll explain this scripture to you. So that when your mother is beating you, you keep quiet. The rod and reproof give wisdom. Change the version. To discipline a child produces wisdom. But a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. That's why your mother slaps you. There's this type of slap that you hear the thing, then the vibration is here. Because your mother doesn't want you to bring shame. She doesn't want you to bring shame to her. Change the version to King James. A child left, listen, but a child left to himself. Do you know left to yourself? Left to yourself is like a stew on fire. That says that don't stir me. When I'm cooked, me myself, I'll come down from the fire. That is a child left to himself. A child left to himself. How many of you understand the scripture? So the rod, that is why they cane you. The rod is the cane. Any parent who doesn't, you say you are here, your mother has never cane you before. Please, when we close, go and see her, man. Please cane me. I beg you. Man, please, you are doing something bad. Please slap me. I beg. Correct. Use the rod. Or go to your father. Please remove your belt. I beg. There's this belt that they wire your back. Your hand here. And your hand here. The rod and reproof. Give wisdom. You must be corrected. You must be cane. So if you cane the child, she will get scars and she can't go to Ghana Most Beautiful. Apu, apu. Obileba fite aobo. Your child. I remember one child, he said that when you beat the children, then they get low esteem. Nika ebe low esteem, and she could we cried here. Do you know the beatings they beating human being? They can you at school, you can't report in the house. But when you report, So this scripture, don't forget it. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. The more you are beating, the more the wiser you become. Yeah. The wiser you become. Back to what I'm preaching. A minister. Say a minister. You are a minister. Yeah. Some of you, you'll be shocked that one day you'll be standing here and you are the officiating minister for people getting married. Pam, 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 pam. Pam, 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 pam. Pam, 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 pam. You are wearing your collar. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to put together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Marriage, which is an honorable institution, instituted of God himself, with a miracle which he wrought in Cana. You mention all... you think I don't know the word? I know, I'm a reverend. I know all these things. I should be able to do the wedding vows. You are a reverend, you don't know the wedding vows. Why? Why have we made you reverend? You should know. And safe teachers, upgrade yourself. Safe teachers, don't be a lesser version of a safe teacher. If you are a safe pastor, upgrade yourself. Most of the safe pastors feel that you are there to keep the children from disturbing the adult church. No. Our church is the main church. Yeah, there are two churches, the main church and the adult church. The people here, they are called adult church. Our church is called the main church. Because the decisions your parents will take, they've taken them already. If your father says he will buy aeroplane in the future, it's a lie. This is his future. And when I bet this is his future, the man is 56 years. This is his future. But if this one says that she will buy aeroplane in future, it's true. Oh, you don't agree what I'm saying? What do you want to be in future? Career day, what do you wear?
Pilots.
Hey, how many planes do we have in Ghana? Only you, pilots. All right, so this is pilot. Do you understand? If she says she wants to be a pilot in future, it's true. It's very possible. Like, the confidence interval will be like 99.9%. It's very, very true. But your mother, I bet, is she here? She's here. Your mother in the mother's room. Okay. Please, go and sit down, okay? You are not a good example to use. Your mother is not here. If your mother is not here, you can come. I'll use you for the example. Your mother is not here. Huh? don't go and tell her. your mother is not here. Come. Your mother is not here. It's okay. Nobody should come again. Nobody should come again. So you want to be what?
A pilot.
Pilot. Hey, Macarius, you like pilot, you know. You want to be what?
A doctor.
Doctor. Yeah, the doctor, the way they talk.
Surgeon.
A surgeon. A cardiothoracic surgeon. You want to be what?
A doctor.
A doctor.
A police.
Police. Why you say, hey? Ghana police is your friend. Police is your friend. Do you believe in the police?
Yeah.
You believe in the police?
Yeah.
I believe. Now, if your mother says she wants to be a pilot, it's not true.
It's a lie.
But don't tell her. If you tell her, she won't go. She will make you go to school. Go and sit down. You want to be what?
I want to be three things.
You want to be three things? My God, I'm interested in your life. Stand here. The rest of you, go and sit down. You can't be 40. Three is okay. Then preach. Take and preach. Okay, sit down. Okay, I'll call everybody one by. Hey, what do you want to do with your life? Three things. Yes, number one.
I want to be a pastor.
A pastor? This is a good vision to have. A minister. A good vision to have. Is your mother here? She's not here. Somebody should tell the mother that they should increase his feeding fee. He has a good vision in life. What is the second thing?
A businessman.
A businessman. You bring money to the church to support the church buildings that prophet is leading us to build. A pastor, money is important. Ecclesiastes says that money answereth all things. Projection man, look for that scripture for me. Money does what? Money does what? Okay, he said, a feast is made for laughter. Change the version. Change the version. Party gives laughter. When you go to party, I'm not feeling that you are happy. Party gives laughter. Wine gives happiness. That's why the communion we take in church, kefir, what dilute a few, ona. And money gives everything. Money answers all. So money is important, eh? I say money is important. Say, eh? It's very important. Some of you want to be broke. It's not good. And what's the third thing?
And a builder.
A builder. A build. This. What's your name? I like you. What's your name?
Nathan Bena Maxence Lassie Chibi.
Are your names able to go on your passport? Because they are more than 25 characters. This Reverend Selassie's son. Okay. I get you. Hey. Your name again. The girls are interested in your name. When he says he wants to be a businessman, this girl pointed. Yeah, that's the boy. That's my future beloved. Hey! Come. Bring her. Ah! Hey! You are blushing already. Hey! Reverend, please. Reverend. Clap for Reverend. Clap for Reverend. And clap for LP. Hey. Come and stand here. Let me see something. Go closer. Hey, help me stand there. Help me stand there. Help me. Be still and know that I am God. Help me. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Move to the right in the name of Jesus. Move to the right in the name of Jesus. What have you done? Are you the best man? Ever say mercy. ALP. ALP. The Bible says a virtuous woman who can find. We have to find you. You don't have to be finding us. When she heard the money part, business, they say, that's the boy. That's the boy. Hey. Charlie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So please take note. Hey, Charlie, your bridesmaids are a lot. Come. Where are the bridesmaids? Come, you come. Come, bridesmaids, follow her. Hey, wedding dear, crabbe share. Hey, bridesmaids, form a queue behind there. Bridesmaids, it's only girls who do bridesmaids, okay? Oh, we are the photographer. Our photographer, come. Hey. Where are his best men? Where are the best men? Hey. Best men in the booty. Tell him you have the guys. You have the men. Ah. Mac, hey. Best men are boys. Go and join the bridesmaid. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? You don't feel the vibe. energy. 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 Hey, Reverend. Ayo. Pam, pam, pam. So go and sit down. Oh, hold the hand there. Hold the hand. Oh, you want to disobey me? Then preach. Preach. Ah. Hold her hand. You too, you want to disobey me? Pa 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 pa. Don't know. Ah! Hey, we have to close. Oh. We have to close so that you can go home. Hey, what are they going to do after the honeymoon? They should come back. Why are they going to have the honeymoon? They should come back here. Come and do Thanksgiving service. Yeah, just leave it. Hey, you, the people here, the bride and the groom are not from your church. Why are you happy? Which church is this? Which church? Which council is this? Eh? Madina Estate. Minus $5,000. Hey, Zanetta, do the calculation for me. And the last one. Hey, my time is up. I feel the vibe. Yeah. God has separated you. The last one. I have a lot of women, but I think we should close with this one. Hey, who said we didn't do the wedding well? Hey. Sit down, sit down. And the photographer, you have to bring us the pictures. Is that clear? If you don't see the pictures, we won't pay you. God, number three. You see how your church can be nice? When they say come to church, come. God has separated you to the gospel. Romans 1 verse 1. Romans. Romans 1 verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. God has separated you. I'm closing. I'm closing. I'm closing. God has separated us to the gospel. The God, ever say the gospel? The gospel is the good news. I'm not saying say everything after me. The good news. Hey! HQ, you are last. I've told you already. Oh no, by HQ, you are disturbing plenty. I'll tell Bishop Eddie, you are disturbing plenty. Yeah. The gospel. God has given you a privilege to carry his word. To do what? To carry his word. The gospel, the salvation. Listen, believe in salvation. Believe. Believe. You must be born again. You must give your life to Christ. You must carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Before you become something else, become a carrier of the gospel. Yeah. I'm a lay pastor. I am not doing bad at all. I am also a pastor. I serve God. And then I do my work. They are full-time pastors. Don't, when I'm preaching, I don't give people chance to wee-wee. Get her Vortic bottle empty. Let her go. Permission to go a wee-wee. Hey, sit down. H people, you are not a pa. I said, looking for bottle. No, you are bringing me bottle. Become carriers of the gospel. Wherever you find yourself, talk about Jesus Christ. Madam, talk about Jesus Christ. Wherever you find yourself, let me tell you, God is depending on you, young people. You see, the invitational video I posted, I was told that, and yesterday I think I was discussing with somebody, and the person said that even the statistics has reduced now They said after the age of 19, the chances of you giving your life to Christ is just 6%. And most people who gave their life to Christ did that between the ages of 4 and 14. That is called 4-14 window. Yeah. Your friends who are in your class, you need to carry the gospel to them. I'm closing with it. God has separated you to be a carrier of his word. God has separated you. You must be a carrier. You must be the channel through which your friend can be saved. Look at us here. Next year, when we have a conference like this, may the place be filled with young people. Yeah. Young people. I said young people. Amen. I said young people. Amen. Young people who are on fire for God. Amen. Young people who have decided in their hearts to serve the Lord. Amen. Young people who have decided to preach about Jesus Christ. Amen. Preach about him. Talk about him. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. Come to verse 6 for me. Yes, he said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. 7. And he says that, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thy children. This scripture is for parents, but they've left it for safe pastors. No problem, we are not complaining. And he said that, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house. When you are with your parents in the house, they must talk about Jesus Christ. Your parents must not be discussing your aunties with you. Oh no, auntie, when you meet your auntie, your respect for her has reduced. Your parents sit you down and they gossip with you. He said, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto the children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way. Number one, you are sitting in the house, they talk to you about Jesus Christ. Number two, when thou walkest by the way. Number three, when thou liest down. When you are about to sleep, your parents must talk to you about Jesus Christ. Yeah. Most of you don't pray before you sleep. That's why you have the type of dreams you do. Will you shut up and listen to me as I preach? And the last one, he said, and when thou riseth up in the morning. That's what I spoke to you about, the quiet time. In the morning. Quiet time is done in the morning. Not after assembly in your school. In the morning. Exodus chapter 34 verse 2. He said, and thou shalt come in the morning. And thou shalt be ready in the morning and come up in the morning. And he said that no man should be with you. I just believe, hope, trust, most assuredly that you understand the things I am preaching. I just believe. Safe teachers, we have a lot of work to do. Safe teacher, if you are a safe pastor and you are listening to me, I am pleading with you earnestly. Don't show the children cartoons in their churches. If you are in any church and the pastor is showing you cartoons, call me on my phone, 0546055916, and leave that church to a church where you are spoken to about Jesus Christ. You can't come to church and we are showing you cartoons. How does a cartoon save your life? How does a cartoon stop you from watching the pornography your friends have been sending on the WhatsApp page? How does it help us? It's not because I don't want to talk again, but it's because our time is up. Young people, I'll meet you again at FCC 2024, God willing. It's time. May you go and serve the Lord. May you go to be a minister unto the Lord. May you go and live a life that is worthy and accepted by Jesus Christ. May you be a carrier of the gospel. May you go running with the word, running with the word, and be a holy child and know the scriptures. Paul said that, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. May you know the scriptures. May you know the word of God. May you minister unto the Lord. May you be a friend of God. May you be a servant of the Lord. May you be a minister of the Lord. And I believe that the time the Lord will show up, you'll be ready. You'll be ready. Be separated from the world. Be separated from the world. I declare that you are separated. I declare that you are excluded. I declare that you are a different child. In the name of Jesus. Everybody stand to your feet and lift up your hands. Manto rabadabra. Begin to pray. Leko zatabre sandabaya. Leko bazada balekebe. Rebandaba lekebe sekebala. Maso tele kazatoria. Rabadabra karaba. Meke zeke telebro saraba. Rabato kazatabra. Leyande kalabra zatoria. Masi kedere rebeke. Malobo satebre kebe sataba. Rabadabra kapandaba. Leko zatabra. Leko zeke telebe. Begin to pray. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. Rabadabra satabaya. Leko zatabra. Iandos leke telebe. Yes. Yes. There is only one name. There is only one name. There is only one name. Kabadabrabaraba. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift up your hands, everybody. Ah, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Abarabazaba. Rabadabrabarabaya. If there is any here, come. You are writing BC, come. If you are writing BC, come. I'll pray for you.
Say, our God,
our God,
champion is champion.
Can
I get oil?
Forevermore.
Can I get ashes? Believe it. Believe it. Lift up your hands. The spirit of excellence is coming upon you. It was told of Daniel that when the king tested them, they were found 10 times better than their friends in the book of Daniel. You are going to be 10 times better. Whatever make people intelligent, whatever make people pass their exams, whatever caused Bishop Dark, he was able to pass his exams to receive a prize. That grace is coming upon you. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. Receive it. Yes. Receive 10 times better. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we commit our people into your hands. Jesus, receive it. Rabo sandabayam. Yes, take it. Malobo sikende. Yes. 10 times better. 10 times better. 10 times better. In the name of Jesus. 10 times better. Rakatoribosaya. Liko rabazatabaya. Yes. 10 times better. 10 times. 10 times. 10 times. May the Lord show you mercy. 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 I hear the word mercy and favor. May the questions be in your favor. Rabadabrasotarabandine. Yes. Kalebosia. Lebandosatabaya. May your eyes see. May your eyes see. May your eyes see. Even if you don't know, may your guess be right. May your guess be right. Lada brasatama. Lift up your hands. receive it. Receive grace to excel. Grace to excel. Jesus, grace to excel. Yes, the spirit of excellence. Excellence, receive it. Right now, excellence. As your soul, excellence. In the name of Jesus. Excellence. Excellence. I declare excellence. You will make it. You will make it. Rabadabrosandabaya. Kebadabaya. Yes. Grace to do well. Grace to do well. Jesus' name. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Rabadabosiabaya. Yes. The spirit of fear, I curse you. Every spirit of fear, I curse you. You make it. You make it. You will not drop out. You will not drop out. In Jesus' name. Kabo Sandabaya. Lift up your hands. Yes. Terebo Sandabaya. Lebo Siani. Yes. Receive it. Receive the grace to do well. Receive the grace to do well. Yes, 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 excellence, wisdom and understanding. Lift up your hands. You boys should come. That whole group come. The devil is looking for you to steal you out of the church. Usually we have children who are doing well. Everything is working. Then one day they just wake up. Then some funny ideas occur to them. We are planting you in this church. The enemy cannot take you out of this place. We are contending for your lives. Lift up your hands. God will show you mercy. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. May you not go wayward. May you be the seed that fell on the fertile soil. In the name of Jesus. I mark you for grace and excellence. In Jesus' name. Yes. Karibo Sadaba. Yes. Yes, yes. Nothing will take you out. You will serve the Lord in this church. You will remain. You will remain. He said that they will remain. You will remain. Karebosia, kabada braba braba. Lebe zedebe, lebre zetelebe. Receive it. Receive the grace to be planted and to flourish in this church. Bali kozobu, mada braba balaba. Riande belebe sandabaya. Yes. Yes. Alabos. Alababa. Kebo saraba. Libo sikato rabaya. You cannot escape. You cannot escape. You cannot escape. Yes. Habarabo shia. Yes. Yes. You will stand strong. You will stand strong. You will stand strong. Cabeza Doria Malobosia. Yes. Bolobosiaba. You will become teachers. You become pastors. You become reverends. You will remain here. You will remain here. In the name of Jesus. Cabo Rabaya Baba Sandebe. Yes. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Ke bazata brava, yes. Malebosia, bare. Ke bando raba raba. Le bazata brakaba. Le ano sarabaya. God is God. No, this girl. No, this one. No, this one. I'm pointing there. No, this one. Look at my hand straight. This one. Bring her. Who is her pastor? Who is your pastor? Come. Who is your pastor? Where is the pastor? Watch this girl well. Do you understand? watch her well. Come. Lift up your hands. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, may the glory of the Lord continually be upon your life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are covered, you are covered, you are protected. I mark you for excellence. In the name of Jesus, Pastor, where is the pastor? I said, watch her well in the church. You understand? Don't give up on her. Don't give up. What's your name?
Marisa.
Sarabosia. Kazubu Sarabra Baba Laba Zabalaba. Beabu Zarabra Baribu Siaba Balabra Balaba. Are your parents in the church? Kebu Saraba. Malebusia. God bless. Receive it. Be planted. Flourish. And do well. Be planted. Be planted. Where are the teachers? Come. The teachers from the other branches come. All the teachers come. Just come, okay. Teachers, your children's pastor. Come and receive oil. Come and receive oil. Hey, Abba. Yes. Pastor, the children. I need ashes. I need ashes. I need a Kalemosia. Yes. 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 Kebandobosia. Yes. Yes, be blessed. Be blessed. Kalobos Atabaya. Yes, Kalobos. A fresh oil out of your belly. Yes. May you pastor the children from your heart. Yes. Yes. Kabosia. Yes. 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 Be anointed. Be anointed. Ah. Ah. Be anointed. Teachers, be anointed. Kabos. Yes. Be anointed. Teachers, be anointed. Teachers, be anointed. Kabolabasia. God, give us quality teachers. Halibosoria. Halibosikabaya. Yes. I hear the Lord saying, I will do it. I will do it. Ashes, please. Ashes, help. Help. Kabolabasia. Yes. Lebosia. Balebosatabra. He will do it. He will do it. They will do it. Be blessed. May your church flourish. May your church flourish. May your church flourish. From today, may your preaching change. May it change. When you preach, may the children understand. Be blessed. Be blessed. God is able to do what he said he will do. Concentrate on the children. Don't concentrate on the other one. Concentrate on the children. He will do it. He will do it. I hear the Lord saying, I will do it. He will hasten his word to perform it. Do we have only one usher in the church? But don't let somebody fall down. Maliko siade, bali besete. Yes, 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 yes. I hear the Lord saying yes. Yes, oh yes, he will do it. He will do it for you. He will do it. May your church grow from strength to strength. May the children be attracted to you. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Mandabosia. Malibosia. Yes. Yes. Take it. Bring her back. Bring her back. Take it. Jesus' name. Malobosike debe. God will bless you through the children. In the name of Jesus. Rabaso katabrasiyami. Yes. Lift up your hands. Teachers. Teachers, God will bless you. I'm telling you. Take it. Rabo zadabra baraba. Le mandolobosia ke baso katerebe satabaya. Take it. Ha. Ha. In the name of Jesus, receive the oil. Fresh oil. Start again. Fresh oil. fresh oil. Love the children and minister to them. Maliko sikabaya. Raba kotoria basiane. Ha, 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 ha. Halibo sadabra. Ke mandolobosia. Meka lobosa tabaya. Yes. Yes. Ke sotorobosia. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Now receive it. Receive the grace to minister. A minister of the Lord. A minister of the Lord. Kabaza tabaya. Take it. Take it. Hey, barabasa daba. Rabadabalabalabalaba. Yes. Brother, take it. Take it. Take it. Maso taribosa tabaya. Jesus' name. Malabosia. Lift up your hands. We don't pray for you. Your ministry will expand. You go far. You go far. Mariko Zadaba. Malabosia. Yes. A passion. May the love of the children be locked up in your bones. May the love for the children, for the work of the ministry, and for Christ be locked up in your bones. In the name of Jesus. Maliko Zabra Karaba. Ha Baraba. Kabando Robosia. Ribolobo Sandabaya. Ah, Kabo Sadaba. Lebo Sata Braba Baba. You'll be called for. They will call for you. They will call for you. Keba Zata Braba. Ah. Yes. Kosoto Robosia. Meko Robosia Barabra Barabosia. Leko Zata Brakaba. See, as I'm praying for you, I just kept hearing the word that, you see, all of us have reduced the work of a safe teacher like a nursery teacher. And so, your nyam that is supposed to come on your ministry and the things you do doesn't come. Even you yourself, you don't see yourself as one. But this is changing in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Maliku Zaraba. Mayando Robosia. Take it. Jesus' name. Maluka Zaraba. Yes. Rabba Rabba. Rabba Rabba Saraba. Yes. Ashes, please, I beg you. Karibosia Ali Kelebe. Receive it. Receive it. Your ministry will be different. You will be different. You yourself will be different and your church will be different. Receive it right now. In Jesus' name. Kabo Sadabra. The calmness. See that calmness. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. In Jesus' name. Castle. Change your vessel and give you a vessel that is fit for the children. For the children. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sit down. Sit down. Time is fast. Hey, sit down. I can't believe it's 6:22. Come. Lord, help him. Help him. May the Lord help you. Wherever you find yourself, may you find help. May you receive help. May you receive help. In Jesus' name. Amen. Macarius, it's a great blessing to be here. I'm so honored. It's a blessing. Thank you so much, Bishop Dagewood Mills. Thank you so much, Bishop Ediadi. Thank you so much, Macarius. for receiving us here, the Favorite Child Conference. It's a blessing. And I do not take this opportunity and privilege lightly at all. Till next year, when we meet for Favorite Child Conference, I want to say God bless you so much for coming. All the pastors, Pastor Nana, God bless you so much to put this particular thing together. And I believe that until next year when we meet, you are going to be carrying this fire from one stage to the other. God bless you. Have a fantastic time.
Wow. When I heard 6:22, I said the clock should have been turned off. I don't know who turned it on, but I promise you, it won't go easy for the person. But what do we say? I mean, I've been very, very blessed. This last session, it was more than, is it a conference or a convention or a concert? Conference, wow. Reverend Ike, I want to say thank you very, 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 very much. But I can't believe young people like us can meet in a big hall like this and be so happy. I mean, the preaching, the interesting moments. I mean, this is very, very nice. And I want to thank Bishop Eddie for allowing us to have the conference right here in this place. I mean, Bishop Eddie has made everything possible, from t-shirts. I mean, name it, from t-shirts, from videos, from pictures, projection. Everything has been made for us. I don't think we paid one CD, water, food, everything, accommodation, no transportation, no. Everything has been made free for us. And I'm praying that God will touch his heart for us to have the same conference next year. How many of you want the same conference next year? We are very, very blessed. Before we go, I know time is far spent, but before we go, I have the winner in my head. I have the winner in my head. Do you want me to mention the winner? Okay. Before I release the winner, I want to invite American House Dancers to come on stage right now. American House. Are you ready, American House? Run upstage. You just have 30 seconds. 1, 2, 16.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.